If he has done wrong, okay, you accept, you have an argument, you have a dispute, you are angry, you know he has done wrong to you, but consider forgiveness. Consider forgiving him. Allah, and what is forgiveness? Forgiveness is a right that you are entitled to, but you forego it for the sake of Allah. وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. The legal recompense for someone who has done you wrong. Someone has done you wrong, then you are entitled to do him that much wrong. Someone slaps you, Islamically you can slap him back. Right? If he take you 100 rand, you can go and take his 100 rand. That is a legal aspect, the technical point. But Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَنْ عَفَى, but if you forgive and you reconcile, فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ, your ajr is with Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَنْتَ عَفُوا أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى, if you forgive, it is closer to piety. Allah will reward you. So the third thing is that consider forgiveness. There's a sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came into contact with the people who had harmed him, who had strewn thorn in his paths, who had put an intestine upon his back, upon the people who were responsible for the killing of his, for the death of his daughter, for the people who had mutilated his uncle's body, who had chewed the liver of his uncle. What did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said? لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ يَخْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. That I have no reproach to you, go Allah Ta'ala forgive you, I have forgiven you. And that was the way of the pious people. You know, all the pious people, Imam Malik ibn Anas radiallahu ta'ala, Imam Malik, he was tied to such an extent that his shoulder became dislocated on an issue, right? That where he differed with the authorities. The other authorities paraded him to try and humiliate him. But the more they paraded him to humiliate him, the people became angry. When Imam Malik saw the anger, he said, people who know me, they know I am Malik ibn Anas. Those who don't know, keep in mind I am Malik ibn Anas. And I have forgiven the people who have done this to me. You don't take no revenge. Consider forgiveness. So that is the aspect. Firstly, avoid dispute before it comes. Secondly, consider unilateral withdrawal. Thirdly, is that forgive the person who has done wrong. Fourthly, consider sulah. What is sulah? Sulah is compromise. وَالصُّلْحُ خَيْرٌ. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, compromise is good. كُلُّ صُلْحٌ جَائِزٌ بَيْنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's hadith. Every sulah, every compromise is jais and permitted between the believer, except the one which makes halal haram or haram halal. Then that type of sulah is not permissible. But sulah is, what is sulah? You forego some of your rights, the other person foregoes other of his rights to come to a compromise. So you come to a compromise. And wallahi al-azim, even a compromise might not be to your complete satisfaction. It is better than going further to court and trying to win a judgment. Sometimes a compromise that is less than satisfactory is better than a winning and a judgment that is in your favor in court. Because that comes with a whole lot of headaches. It comes with a whole lot of different types of expenses, the lawyer's expenses, the legal expenses. Consider sulah. So this is the aspect which Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَالصُّلْحُ خَيْرٌ. Sulah is better for you. Then amongst other aspects, amongst the type of argument sometimes that we have is on the basis of religion. Now we sometimes argue on masla masail. Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was a rector of Darul Ulum Dioban, a remarkable human being. So he made one very, very amazing remark. He said, Pehle zamane mein, log hukumat ke upar ladte the. He said, first people used to fight on power, authority, because khilafat, land, and hukumat, and you know, government. He said, now musalmano ke paas ye na rahi, to masla masail ke upar jagarte hain. Now they got no hukumat, they got no power, they got no authority, they fight on masla masail. And this is the whole aspect, unnecessary masail we're fighting. May Allah Ta'ala forgive us with regard to this. It takes away, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, مَا ذَلَّ قَوْمٌ بَعْدَ الْهُدَى إِلَّا أُوتُ الْجَدَلِ. No community, after being given hidayat, is misled after being given hidayat, illa utul jadal, except through the means of argumentation, except especially religious argumentation. Mufti Taqi Sahib quotes the saying of Akbar al-Ahabadi, madhabi bahath maine ki hi nahi, faltu akal mujh mein thi hi nahi. I never got involved in a religious argument. And even religious argument also is not for the common people. The religious argument is for those people who have knowledge, for the ulama. How they must deal with it is something that they must deal with it. But for the common people, it's not permissible to get involved in a religious argument when you don't have all the necessary skills and knowledge. So he quotes Allama Akbar al-Ahabadi, madhabi bahath maine ki hi nahi. I never got involved in a religious argument. Faltu akal mujh mein thi hi nahi. I never had excess brains. I never have excess intellect to get involved in something that is not my forte. And if there are different viewpoints with regard to the matter by the ulama, then you follow the alim that you got trust in. Why must you make jagra? Jagra ki kya zarurat hai? You respect and trust an alim, you follow him. And those people who follow another alim, let them follow them. Isme jagra ki kya zarurat? What is the way? Whoever follows, and if you have different viewpoint, you make mention of your viewpoint and khalas. You don't have the authority to change people. That is Allah Ta'ala's work. So this type of things with regard to religious arguments, just get away from it. Whomever you got trust in, you follow that particular alim. Khamakha usme larne, and to make jagra, it is causing harm to the Muslim ummah, which is something that is very, very harmful. As Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi said, al-mira'u yadhhabu binur al-ilm. Religious argumentation takes away the light of knowledge. Takes away the light of knowledge. Then another very important thing is to keep relationship. This is so important, brothers. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, let me give you the hadith and the incident behind this. One day an old woman came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed a great amount of respect. So when she went, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said, Ya Rasulullah, who was this woman? Old woman, you showed her so much respect. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, she used to be very close to my departed wife, Hazrat Khadija. Subhanallah. Now when she came, I kept in, Aisha, do you know, inna husnul ahdi minal iman. Subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aisha, to keep relationship and maintain relationship is part of iman. That is why I showed her honor. She used to come to my departed wife. She used to be close to my departed wife. Therefore, I honored her. And he said, "Inna husnul ahdi minal iman." To keep relationship is part of iman. And under this, Mufti Taqi Sahib writes his own one waqia and one incident. He says, one day there used to be a family friend who caused a lot of people harm by his tongue. So one day when he in a majlis and a gathering, he went over limit, I wrote a letter. And in that letter, I wrote such a letter breaking ties with him. But somehow I kept that letter and I showed it to my father, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, Mufti Azam Pakistan, the Mufti Azam of Pakistan. So after a while, my father called me and said, what is the use of writing this letter? You're going to break a relationship. And he said, his father used to be close to our fathers. He said, his father used to be close. And why do you write this letter? You're going to break this relationship. And he said, it is easy to sever a relationship, difficult to maintain a relationship. To break a relationship is the easiest thing in the world. To break something, you put up something for 2, 3, 4, 5 years, right? To build it. How long does it take you to break? Call a demolisher, in 2 days he'll break it. To maintain relationship takes long. To break a relationship, one word, one phone call, one SMS, one letter, you broke a relationship. Which took so many years to build. And then Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said, he told his son, Mufti Taqi Sahib, if you can't be harmonious, then cut relationship to a degree. Don't have it to that extent, but don't break it. You know, you don't agree with someone, instead of visiting him every week, visit him once a month. But don't break the relationship. Inna husnul ahdi minal iman. To maintain a relationship is part of iman. Then another aspect with regard to this is, Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Holy Quran, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. That when there is difficulty and there is difficulty between people and they are fighting, then it is a Muslim community's responsibility to bring people together. If you know someone who is fighting and you got influence over him, use your influence to try and stop him fighting. One amazing statement I just read this morning. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the famous sahabi, says, he says, walk 1 mile to go and visit a sick person. Walk 1 mile to go and visit a sick person. Walk 2 miles to go and visit a Muslim for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. And walk 3 miles to bring people together. Subhanallah, what a beautiful statement. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala says, walk 1 mile to go and visit a sick. Walk 2 miles to visit a person for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. But walk 3 miles to bring two people together. This is bring people together, my dear respected brothers. And I'll just also, Abu Dawud Sharif has got a hadith which is also in the khutbah kitab, and I will inshallah read in the khutbah, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a person who mixes with people and makes sabr on their difficulty is more better than the person who remains aloof and doesn't make sabr on people's difficulty. The person who mixes with people and then he gets involved and he makes sabr on they, what they say, is better than the person who doesn't mix with people and doesn't make sabr. And then lastly, I will say, my dear respected brothers, is we must always look at the broader picture. The broader picture is people who believe in Allah, believe like us in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the day of Akhirat, they are more closer to us than those people who don't believe in Allah. Today we have made people who are Muslims our enemies. When people who believe in Allah, believe in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, believe in Akhirat, are more closer to us than those people who don't believe in those things. And that is why when someone wrote to Muawiyah radiallahu ta'anhu, when he was disputing with Ali, I will come to your help and assist you against Ali radiallahu ta'anhu, Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'anhu says, don't take advantage of our difference of opinion. The day you attack Hazrat Ali, I will be the first person to stand behind Ali to fight against you. And all the time, my dear respected brothers, our individually, collectively, all the time, our whole objective should be closing gap between people, not widening gap. Some people like fitna. They like widening the gap. They take joy in that. Everyone, we must make it a point that we will become means of not widening the gap, closing the gap.